This Al Jolson podcast is sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society, www.jolson.org. From the January 13, 1949 broadcast of the Kraft Music Hall, here is Al Jolson singing two great songs, accompanied by Oscar Levant and Lou Bring and his orchestra.
Gee, Oscar, you're playing that beautifully. Please change your mind about leaving me. We've been together a long time. Well, I've become sort of unadjusted to you.
I don't want to sound pompous, Al, but I should be appearing with great maestros like Stokowski, who leads an orchestra with his long, expressive fingers. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to get the music ready for my San Diego concert.
Gee, it looks like Oscar's really serious about leaving. I think I'll sing I'm Crying Just For You and soften him up. Oh, Lou Bring.
Yeah.
I'm Crying Just For You.
Well, blow your nose. I'm married.
Lou, you don't understand. Oscar is threatening to leave the hall. He wants to appear with a maestro like Stokowski, who leads an orchestra with long, expressive fingers.
So what? I do the same thing with my long, expressive toes.
Well, look, take off your shoes so I can sing I'm Crying Just For You. And I don't mean you. I'm crying just because you broke my heart. I'm crying 'cause we're drifting far apart. I'm crying for a little love that's true, like I gave you. I want it, you used to want it too. I'm crying 'cause you're acting mighty strange. I'm crying just to think how much you've changed. I ought to hate you, but I love you, love you, love you true. That's why I'm crying just for you. I'm crying 'cause you're acting mighty strange. I'm crying just to think how much you've changed. I ought to hate you, but I love you, love you, love you true. That's why I'm crying just for you. Anybody got a handkerchief?
Say, Al, I don't think Oscar is really serious about wanting to leave the hall. I believe he's just bluffing.
I don't know, Ken. I think Oscar's getting ready to take a trip. I noticed he was packing his cigarette ashes.
Oh, no. Well, I wouldn't worry too much about it, Al. If he does leave, there's another piano player in town, Arthur Rubinstein.
The great Arthur Rubinstein?
Yes, sir.
Well, this puts a shoe on the other foot. The one I'm going to kick Oscar out with. Oh, Oscar! Oscar! I've got something to tell you.
What is it?
Goodbye.
So you finally decided to accept the situation, huh?
Tell me, Oscar, are you really going to leave me flat?
I can't do anything much about your singing. Well, maybe you won't miss me too much, Al.
No, Arthur Rubinstein will keep me from being lonesome.
Al, I've been thinking it over. I'm not leaving.
I'm sorry, Oscar. You said you were going. So I'm afraid there'll be a strange seat on your piano bench.
But, Al, I don't want to leave. We're close friends. Why, you and I are like brothers. When your money gets too small for you, you give it to me.
Now you want to stay. A moment ago, you were too good for the music hall.
I didn't mean it, Al. I'm not too good for the music hall. I'm not good enough.
That's why I'm getting Rubinstein. Now, Oscar, before you leave the hall, will you sit down at the piano and play a farewell number?
Why should I warm the seat for Rubinstein?
You don't have to. Play standing up. The song is Latin for Manhattan, which I will translate as I go along.
I'll play it just like Rubinstein, and you won't like it.
Okay.
Okay. fate sent her to me over the sea from Spain, and she is one in a million for me. I found my romance when she went dancing by, and she must be a Castilian. Si, si. Is she from Havana or Madrid? But something about her is making me like her. I think I remember the kid. Yeah, she's a Latin from Manhattan. I can tell by her manana. She's a Latin from Manhattan, but not Havana. Though she does the rumba for us, and she calls herself Dolores, she was in a Broadway chorus known as Susie Donahue. She can take her tambourine and whack it, but to her is just a racket. She's a hoofer from 10th Avenue. She's a Latin from Manhattan. She's a 42nd Streeter. She's a Latin from Manhattan, Senorita Donahoe. Velveeta!
These podcasts are sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society. Visit our website at www.jolson.org. As Al Jolson used to say, in the words he made famous,
"You ain't heard nothing yet."